Hundreds of mostly young men turned out for Friday's protests, chanting slogans against the country's ruling Supreme Council of the Armed Forces. The turnout fell far short of what had been billed as a million-man march and highlighted growing divisions among secular and Islamic activists. Bearded Islamic fundamentalists or Salafists erected a separate podium across from their secular rivals as both sides protested. Loud speakers for the Salafists played verses of the Quran as the young activists repeated slogans from last year's revolution, which toppled former President Hosni Mubarak. Egypt's election commission announced the final list of 13 candidates for president on Thursday. 10 candidates were disqualified. The roster includes the two top Islamists, but reinstated Ahmed Shafik, who served under Mr. Mubarak during last year's uprising. Missing from the list are liberal reformers who spurred last year's protests. Veteran Egyptian editor and publisher Hisham Qasim argues that revolutionary fervor is waning as the country's economy continues to deteriorate. He also argues that support for Islamic fundamentalists has diminished.
On the whole, the Islamists have lost points. Expectations of people are too high, and I don't think that even if the liberals or any other current had made it, that they would have done better. They would have lost a lot of points. People now are result-oriented. They don't want to just keep hearing political jargon and not feel that this is reflecting on their life.
Qasim says that Parliament has been trying to remove the government and to prosecute people who have allegedly insulted Islam, issues which do not resonate with most Egyptians. The first round of voting is set for May 23rd and 24th. If none of the candidates wins more than 50% of the vote, a runoff will be held in June. A winner will be declared on June 21st. The military has pledged to turn over power to a civilian government by the end of June. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.